We are really making a big effort this weekend to get out the vote. The turnout has been a little bit slow so far, and I know a lot of people wait until the last minute to turn in their ballots, but it's better if we can get more ballots in. So there's so many different efforts and push to get, you know, from souls to the polls, through the churches, to community organizations. We're going to be knocking doors, sending out text messages and voicemail messages to ensure that we're able to get people to return their ballots.
The last time we spoke, I think it was 2022, you were seeking, I think, re-election for your Colorado district number 40, and you won. How is it this time? How is it this time?
I plan to win again. And so I'm running for re-election for my third term. I have served 4 years already in the Colorado General Assembly, and I'm going for my third term. So I will be running again in 2026.
So do you have someone running against you?
Yes, I am running against a MAGA Republican candidate. And so I do have an opponent.
What are you running on now, seeking re-election?
So I'm seeking re-election based on the work that I have already done. But in the Colorado State House, I have been a champion for fighting for people to keep their homes, fighting for affordable housing, fighting for small businesses so that they also have access to state contracts. I've been a strong fighter for consumer protection, ensuring that people, Coloradoans, are receiving transparency and equity in the transactions that they make here in Colorado. And so I'm going back. There's still a lot of work to be done. We're hearing that the state budget this year is going to be tight. So most of the stuff that we're going to be doing will be things that don't impact the budget, but there's still a lot of work to be done.